Well, we are joined this morning on the phone by Dr. Mary Hawkins. She's president of Bellevue University, and we're going to talk about a project that the university is involved in that involves really a lot of people and a lot of stories. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much for your time this morning. You have are helping to spearhead a project called We Will Never Forget, Personal Accounts Honoring Our Fallen Soldiers. We're getting closer and closer now to the 10-year anniversary of the terrible day on September 11th, 2001. And there are a lot of stories yet to be told, and I guess you're looking for a lot of those stories.
We are. We're really hoping that people will participate in creating a book that will honor those fallen military heroes since 9/11. And there are stories all over the country. And frankly, as we've traveled around and met people and talked to people, we started realizing that there was a real opportunity to allow them to tell their story. And how many stories and how moving is going to be phenomenal.
How did you come up with this idea to involve as many people as you can in the writing of a book?
You know, that's an interesting thought. And when I reflect on the birth of this idea, it comes from the fact that more and more today we have the ability to create these history books in a live context. And at the university, in the past, we've done things like have classes go out and videotape and interview people who participated in various conflicts, like the World War II conflict or the Korean conflict or the Vietnam. And those have been so interesting to us, and we found that the public is interested as well. And if you think about it, reading the real stories, and sometimes that from like the Revolutionary War or Civil War, comes from reading letters that were left in treasure troves, in attics, and in other, like, repositories to get the people's story of what happened during those conflicts, how it affected their families, how it affected them, what their thoughts were, led us to two things. One, there are amazing stories out there. And two, hearing them in the family's own words resonates and has so much more power than reading them in a kind of maybe factual and maybe wonderful history book written by a single individual later. So you kind of see that it was born out of some different projects we've done at the university, but also from the power of hearing it in people's own words. And then now with digital technology, it's a piece of cake to do it.
Well, and don't you think so many people are used to these kind of situations, these types of projects, because with Facebook and all the social networking sites and stuff, it seems like we're always telling stories.
It does. And, you know, one of the things that's been a personal learning for me as president is how much more a story conveys than a graph or a PowerPoint. If you really want to get across a message, I think that stories are the most powerful way. And so I'm very excited and optimistic that families, maybe brothers, sisters, mothers, and we think it's especially going to be moms who are anxious to tell the story, but we think that the family's opportunity to provide a memoir, a tribute to the legacy that their family member, their son or daughter left in serving this country and in protecting our freedoms and protecting us from terrorism and fighting terrorism is going to be so meaningful to them and something that they can provide to their, you know, grandchildren or relatives or future generations. And we are extremely excited and think that people are going to really resonate with their own personal opportunity to tell their story.
And to be able to tell those stories, which can include the emotions that come out unfiltered by an editor somewhere, or someone who might be writing a book and just doing interviews to get the information, it's really different.
I think so. You know, the other interesting thing will be to see how, one of the things that I think would be interesting is if not just a mother of a maybe son or daughter, but the spouse, the brother, and maybe if they have young children, to hear it in those young children's words, I just am very optimistic and excited that we're going to have such a rich treasure of emotional impact and emotional feeling around the patriotic contribution sacrifice of these families, that it's going to be something that people will cherish and love to read over and over again, albeit it may bring a tear to our eyes.
Well, we're going to start seeing some of these submissions come in now very soon. You're asking folks to do this electronically if they possibly can. And I know you've set up a special web location for folks to be able to go to that'll be active starting September 1st.
Correct. That website, and I think it's really easy to remember, is the Maine University website, http://bellevueuniversity, www.bellevue.edu. And then right after that, /never forget. And I think that never forget will resonate. That's the name of the book, We Will Never Forget. And on the website at Bellevue University, never forget will get them right to that page. And then they can start submitting their story on September 1st. We're going to close it off January 15th. And we will also allow them, if they want to attach a picture or a photo, we'll see what we can use in the book. But we want to get that all assembled by Memorial Day next year and have the book finished and up. So that's why the deadline of January 15th. But they've got September, October, November, December, and a little bit of January to get their stories in. And then we'll put this all together and make it available starting Memorial Day.
It seems like an awfully optimistic timeline. I've never published a book, but that seems like an awfully quick turnaround.
Well, we're known for doing things quickly, and we think people will want to see it fast. Who wants to wait a long time in this day and age? You're used to, if it's digital, immediate access or feedback or response. So we're going to try to make that happen.
Mary, do you have some students involved in the project then, too?
Well, you know, we have about 2,300 active duty students already attending Bellevue University. We have the first student veterans chapter in Nebraska at Bellevue University, and we think that with our relationship with so many military personnel that the students will be big ambassadors for us to get the word out. And also, some of those students do have their own personal story. So absolutely, the students will be involved, especially our military students.
Well, it's great, too, that you can kind of target Memorial Day of 2012 as the deadline or the point to get that book out and available to folks. Now, when it is available, there'll be proceeds derived from that, and you've got that earmarked already as well, right?
Correct. We're looking at this to this is a service opportunity for Bellevue University, and all of the proceeds will go to the National Military Family Association to fund military spouse scholarships. And that's incredibly important. The military spouses need the opportunity to improve their education and improve their career opportunities, because in this day and age, so many families are dependent on dual income. And military spouses have a tougher time getting funding and scholarships and the ability to go to school than the military members do who are supported through the Department of Defense.
So it's an opportunity to help out those folks who quite possibly help out with the book, too.
Yes, and you know, one of the real interesting things that I think that you may know and reader and listeners may know or not know was that the real impetus for starting Bellevue College back in the 60s came from a naval aviator, Bill Brooks, who was doing a paper and happened to run into a story on how colleges are started. He was at Offutt Air Force Base, came back to the Chamber of Commerce and said, you know, we really need to start a college here in Bellevue. And the reason I bring him up and his story so interesting is he was a naval aviator in the Battle of Midway in World War II, an amazing military hero. In fact, you can look him up. And here's this very gentle, humble man who has an idea for starting a school and takes it forward. And his military distinctive career just ties in. It's just so much part of our legacy to take this step that I feel really good about the idea. I feel good about the ability to publish the stories. And as you said, I'm really excited that the proceeds will help military spouses and families.
Great. Well, again, those submissions will be taken online beginning September 1st. Now, the web location is not active quite yet. It won't be active till September 1st, so you won't be able to catch that right now. But you can do that from September 1st through January 15th, the release date of the book, Memorial Day of 2012, and again, raising some money for those all-important military spouse scholarships through the National Military Family Association. That web address, again, is www.bellevue.edu/neverforget, correct?
Correct. And the name of the book, We Will Never Forget. So it all ties together well.
Dr. Mary Hawkins, again, president of Bellevue University, helping to spearhead this project. Good project. Thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, and thank you. Nice talking to you.